Woese's new divisions did not take the biological world by storm. Some dismissed them as much too heavily weighted toward the microbial, many just ignored them. Woese, according to Francis Ashcroft, felt bitterly disappointed. But slowly his new scheme began to catch on among microbiologists. Botanists and zoologists were much slower to admire its virtues. It's not hard to see why. On Woese's model, the worlds of botany and zoology are relegated to a few twigs on the outermost branch of the eukaryon limb. Everything else belongs to unicellular beings. These folks were brought up to classify in terms of gross morphological similarities and differences, Woese told an interviewer in 1996. The idea of doing so in terms of molecular sequence is a bit hard for many of them to swallow. In short, if they couldn't see a difference with their own eyes, they didn't like it. And so they persisted with the traditional five-kingdom division, an arrangement that Woese called not very useful in his milder moments and positively misleading much of the rest of the time. Biology, like physics before it, Woese wrote, has moved to a level where the objects of interest and their interactions often cannot be perceived through direct observation. In 1998, the great and ancient Harvard zoologist Ernst Mayr, who then was in his 94th year and at the time of my writing is nearly 100 and still going strong, stirred the pot further by declaring that there should be just two prime divisions of life, empires, he called them. In a paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Mayr said that Woese's findings were interesting but ultimately misguided, noting that Woese was not trained as a biologist and quite naturally does not have an extensive familiarity with the principles of classification, which is perhaps as close as one distinguished scientist can come to saying of another that he doesn't know what he is talking about. The specifics of Mayr's criticisms are too technical to need extensive airing here. They involve issues of meiotic sexuality, Hennigian cladification, and controversial interpretations of the genome of Methanobacterium thermoautrophicum, among rather a lot else, but essentially he argues that Woese's arrangement unbalances the tree of life. The bacterial realm, Mayr notes, consists of no more than a few thousand species, while the Archaean has a mere 175 named specimens, with perhaps a few thousand more to be found, but hardly more than that. By contrast, the eukaryotic realm, that is, the complicated organisms with nucleated cells, like us, numbers already in the millions. For the sake of the principle of balance, Mayr argues for combining the simple bacterial organisms into a single category, prokaryota, while placing the more complex and highly evolved remainder in the empire eukaryota, which would stand alongside as an equal. Put another way, he argues for keeping things much as they were before. This division between simple cells and complex cells is where the great break is in the living world.